Se acerca el festival Coordenada y una banda que llega desde Inglaterra, muy esperada en el festival, son The Creeps y hoy tenemos la oportunidad de conversar con Ryan Jarmar. Hola Ryan, how are you?
Hi, yeah, I'm good. Good to speak to you.
It's great to have this conversation with you. Well, you have a new album for The Creeps, 24/7 Rockstar Shit.
That's cool you can say that because every other interview we do, especially for the radio, they never know what to call it, so that's cool.
Well, I think that the media and especially the radio need to have more freedom, more free speech.
I absolutely agree. Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think especially in this day and age now, it's kind of a weird thing for it just seems a bit old-fashioned, really.
Yes, the world has changed. The media need to change. Well, Ryan, the Creeps start over 10 years ago. How different is the music industry nowadays than when you start?
I mean, I think the music industry is completely different from when we started. In fact, me and Gary were just like, we were just talking about it recently. And, I think that it's like, I think that it's one of those things that you have to like adapt with it, you have no choice and you can't just be like a stickler for tradition or anything because like ultimately, when we put our records out, we really want to reach a younger audience, I feel like that's something that with the Cribs we've been kind of fortunate with, I feel like we don't just sell records to like, people who have been into the band since, like, for 10 years. It's not like our audience has just got older with us. We actually still like, we noticed, especially on this tour, that we play to like a lot of younger people and stuff. So I think that that's it's important to remember that like it's not just the music industry that's changed, it's also the people that like buy the music, they have a completely different relationship with it than what people did 10 years ago. So I mean, we still like tradition, really. We still really like to release like vinyls and to release our records physically. I think that that's like it's important for us that music doesn't feel disposable. When we write music, we certainly try to write something that isn't just going to be locked in like one time period. So yeah, it has changed, but like we just kind of try to we just kind of try to just do what we do and just kind of like not let stuff like that bother us, because the music industry, for as long as we've been in it, the thing that we've learned the most is that there's not that many people you can trust in it, and it's very fickle and it changes all the time, and so the only people that can really trust is each other, and that's why we just try and, so that's why we just try and remain DIY and just do things the way we do it.
Something happened 10 years ago that allowed a lot of new bands come to the audience, and a lot of great albums have their 10th or 12th anniversary.
I know. Well, I mean, like it's kind of funny because we just did like a 10-year anniversary of like of our third album, Men's Needs, Women's Needs, whatever, and that came out in like 2006, and it's interesting because I think around that period, you're getting that was when the internet really started to kind of take over music, and so I think that a lot of records maybe from that period are kind of still locked in 2006, or maybe because it blew up so quickly, it maybe didn't have as much longevity, but it was cool for us, to be able to do like a 10-year anniversary tour and people still love that record, and like we're not really a band that really particularly bothered about like, doing like, anniversary stuff, like we're always kind of like more concerned with looking forward, but it was a fun thing to do, definitely, But I definitely don't see us as a band that, even though we came out in like the early 2000s, I mean, I don't care when we came out, we didn't ever want to be like locked in as part of a scene or as part of a movement, because I don't know, it's like that's just not what we're about.
And for the Crips, it's important the studio work as well as playing live. You have released a record almost every 2 years.
Yeah. No, we've tried to always be, like, you know, putting records out regularly because, you know, like, yeah, we do love touring, and that's kind of, like, I always think that, you know, as far as, like, experiencing the band goes, I always feel like coming to a show and seeing us live, it's kind of like a whole different thing to listening to us on record, you know. It's just, it's like, the energy translates better, even though, like, I feel like, you know, we try to make sure our records are as representative of the live show as possible. I still think, like, coming to see us live is probably the best way of experiencing the band. But, yeah, you know, we, like the studio records are just, like, you know, that, in some ways, that's even more important to us. That's the stuff that, you know, lasts longer than the band, you know. So we've always tried to get released things regularly, as you were saying. It's usually been about once every 2 years, you know. We don't like to leave it any longer than that because, you know, we just get bored of playing the same songs, basically. We want to make new records, you know. I think that, like, writing and recording is something that is probably the most satisfying thing for the band to do. It's not necessarily the most fun thing, you know. Touring is probably more fun. But I think making the records and putting the records out, that's, and writing the songs is the most satisfying thing, you know. That's like what we feel most driven to do, I suppose.
And now you talk about what's the most important thing in a song for you?
The most important thing in a song, just as long as it seems honest and, like, straight from the heart, you know. If a song seems, like, in any way phony, or if it seems in any way like it's ripping off another song just to, you know, because that's what's popular right now, or if it seems like it's jumping on the bandwagon, if you can be suspicious of the song in any way, it completely ruins it for me. So I think that's just the most important thing, is that I don't really care even what style it is, just as long as it feels like it's like it was, you know, it's got, like, some kind of underlying, like, honesty to it, you know. Because really, that's, like, you know, I think that, like, there's a few different schools of songwriting. There's people that write songs because, you know, they identify what is popular at the time, and they write from a cynical place. And then there's other people that just feel the need that they have to write songs because, you know, they don't really know why, but they find it, like, you know, therapeutic or cathartic. And, like, as long as it seems like that, then, you know, to me that's valid. Anything else isn't really valid.
And I read that your last four albums have reached the top 10 chart in the UK. It's something good.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fun, you know. It's like, it's not what we really set out to do when we set out as a band in the first place. We didn't necessarily think, oh, you know, we just want to get in the top 10, you know. That was never, like, one of our major goals. But it's kind of fun to, you know, have four in a row. And, you know, the last album, you know, 24/7 Rockstar Shit, you know, that was recorded, like, in 5 days by Steve Albini. So to put, and we were told by, like, you know, like, the radio and press and stuff that it was not commercial enough, you know, and it didn't get played on the radio and stuff. So to put it in the top 10 and, you know, beat all these, like, big pop acts with, like, you know, massive marketing campaigns behind them, that was really funny. It really felt like, you know, like, it just felt like a real victory, you know. It was like, oh, you know, you can make a record in 5 days and just bash it out and still beat all these, like, you know, $1 billion pop acts, you know.
Yes. Ryan, how do you prepare your set for a festival? I know it's very different than your own show.
Yeah. No, for the festival, especially somewhere like, you know, Mexico, we haven't been there for 10 years, we're definitely going to want to make sure that we play a good mix of, like, you know, like, every record. You know, we don't want to just weight it heavily towards one album. And obviously, if it's a festival, you know, we kind of lean more on, you know, like, some of the more popular songs off them as, like, you know, the songs that people are going to know. But there's some songs in Mexico that do better than, you know, that do better. We have certain songs that do better in Mexico than they do anywhere else in the world. And it's like, we notice stuff like that, like, through social media. So we'll play some of those songs, you know. We'll play some songs that we know that have gone down well in Mexico and yeah, we try to make it something of a greatest hits set, but at the same time, it's like, you know, that would be kind of boring for us, but we still stick some, like, you know, like noisy things or, like, you know, more freeform stuff on there. Just make it interesting for us, really. But, yeah, you know, like, generally when we do a festival set, the idea is to, like, blow all the other bands off stage, you know, so, like, we write a set list accordingly.
But over the stage, do you feel that different kind of vibe between the Mexican audience or the American audience or the UK audience?
Absolutely, yeah. And we feel a difference everywhere in the world, you know. I think, like, every different country has a slightly different, you know, like, the audience just feels slightly different. I remember, like, when we played in Mexico before, like, you know, the audience there seemed very, like, you know, like, very passionate and very up for it, you know, which that for us is perfect, you know, that's, like, exactly the kind of audience we like playing to. And we've noticed, like, you know, a lot of the shows that we've played in Texas or, like, California have been some of the best shows on this tour because a lot of Mexican people have come through, you know, and, like, you know, we just like that, you know, I think sometimes in the US, you know, as we love touring here, but sometimes you get, like, quite a standoffish audience, you know, and I think Mexico's, like, definitely different to that, and it's kind of more suited to us as a band, really.
And a festival is about music, but also about having fun. The Crips have played several festivals, maybe all festivals all over the world. Do you have a lot of fun besides not only for playing in front of the audience, but on the backstage, having a conversation with another band, meeting another band?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've always seen it as being like, we don't want being in a band to feel like a job or anything. So if we just came in to a festival and literally just played the show and then left, that would be a total, you know, there's just no fun in that, you know, that would be a missed opportunity. So yeah, usually when we'll, like, do a festival, yeah, we'll, like, hang out backstage, like, you know, hang out with the other bands. Sometimes it's even just go out into the festival, you know, and watch other bands or, like, you know, hang out with people. We would just try and find out what's actually going on there, you know, because I used to go to a lot of festivals as a kid, and I remember that for me it was never just about the music, you know. I found that I actually just loved being at the festival, and, you know, there was a lot more stuff going on other than just bands, you know, like meeting people and, like, you know, hanging out, you know, that's a big part of it. And for us, like, you know, we haven't been to Mexico for a while, so we're definitely going to want to take advantage of, you know, being in Mexico and hanging out with people.
And here in Coordenada Festival, you will have the opportunity to meet a lot of Mexican and Latin American bands.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, because we, like, that's something we haven't really done before, so that would be really fun.
I hope you have a lot of fun here in Coordenada. A lot of people, including me, are looking forward to see your show and listen your classic songs and your new songs from 24/7 Rockstar Shit.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks a lot, Hugh.
It's been a pleasure to have this conversation with you, Ryan.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, man.
See you.
Bye.